This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From Nashville's WSM Radio, the original home of the Grand Ole Opry, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode of our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast, what a fun morning it was with Aaron Weber. Funny, funny man. Always love having Aaron on the Grand Ole Opry stage, and he was getting set for a Friday and Saturday night gig at the Grand Ole Opry. Of course, he's featured on the Nate Land podcast with Nate Bargatze, Dusty Slay, Brian Bates, and Aaron, of course, a part of that very popular podcast. And I hope you enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Aaron Weber.
It's a hell of a view.
Oh, Eric Church, hell of a view, everybody. It's a hell of a view because I'm sitting across from my friend, Aaron Weber.
I don't guess what Eric Church had in mind when he wrote that song, but I appreciate it.
It was you.
It's great to be here. Will you guys settle an argument for me that I had
sure.
this morning?
I love arguments.
Do you need to brush your teeth if you have gum on you?
Mm-hmm.
And just to be clear, I'm not talking about
ever?
Big league
You're
chew.
Not talking about right. ever brushing your teeth, ever?
No. Two or three times a week, you got to. But I'm talking about when you have gum. I'm talking medical strength Trident White, just to be clear. That's enough, right?
Well, I'm just gonna go on record saying, you know, I think you probably wouldn't hurt you. Probably wouldn't hurt you just before
you'll
you go
pass
to sleep.
The smell test. I'll give you that.
Well, that's all I'm worried about. That's
really all it is.
Mm-hmm. What's Gary Mulder's great line? Just brush the ones you want to keep.
That's right.
I've never heard of that. That's very funny.
Yeah. Our dentist used to say that to us all the time. Brush the ones you want to keep. Aaron Weber, you are going to be at the Opry this weekend.
That's right.
Back to back nights.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Is it nice just to be able to go have fun, do your thing, and then go home and sleep in your own bed?
Yeah, I live 15 minutes from here.
Nice.
It's tough to beat this commute.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we're going to have to put him on the short list then. We have like a short list of people that are close by.
Oh, just to be on call?
Yeah, under any weather condition can be here. For
Yeah. And when would that happen? Nothing's happened about that. Yeah. Yeah, let me know. I'll swing by anytime.
That's amazing.
Anytime, for sure.
I want you to know, you are looking at a rarity right here our studio. I am the one Southwest Airlines success story.
It's crazy.
I got out, had my bag, no problem. I got back, have my bag, no problem.
Have you been bragging to everybody? Were you walking past people at the airport bragging?
No, that's not the place to brag. This is a much safer location.
He would not have made it out alive.
No, you don't want to mess with people at the airport. Mm-hmm. They're not a happy bunch.
I was going to say, you fly all the time. Yeah. I mean, that's a big thing. So you're on Southwest a lot, too.
I'm a big Southwest guy. Mm-hmm. I fly. I'm Southwest A-list.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
I'm not trying to brag.
I mean,
I'm about 1,000 miles short of A-list preferred. Don't think I'll get it this year, but I fly Southwest because I always like to. I'm batting like 1,000 on nobody sitting in the middle seat.
What?
Really?
I've developed a system.
Okay.
Are you going to share it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Feel free to use it. I find the fattest guy at the airport. And we team up, and we create the least desirable middle seat in the history of airline travel. Armrest up.
The armrest.
2 inches. I'll stare people down. Like, I dare you to sit here. Like, it's that bad. One guy walked on. That was the last seat, and he was like, "Nah, I'll take the next flight. I don't need that." I don't even think it works like that. But yeah, I have a pretty good batting average because they always say the flight's completely full, right? And you know they're lying a little bit.
So I
smooth talk the flight attendant. Mm-hmm. I go, are we really that full? And they go, well, there might be one or two empty seats. And I go, I bet you $1 million that one of those empty seats is going to be right next to me. Because that guy and I made an alliance earlier at the gate.
Love that.
Are you a window or aisle kind of guy?
Oh, I started going window.
Okay.
Because I have never used the bathroom on a plane. I've never used
ever?
It. Ever? And now I'm doing it just as a point of pride because I've pointed it out. And let me tell you, I've had to go a bunch, but I don't want to break the streak. So if I sit in the window seat, that forces me. I don't want to wake that person up. Mm-hmm. I don't want to lift the tray table up. Like right. I'll keep the streak alive.
So New York to L.A., not even.
Well, I'm flying Southwest, so that's about two stops between New York and L.A.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, I'll go in at the airport, yeah, but not on the plane. Yeah.
Eric can make it to Raleigh just fine.
Yeah. No big deal. Uh-huh. So you've got back-to-back nights at the Opry. What was your first Opry performance like? Do you remember the first time that you got to step out on stage?
I do. You were.
I hosted. I was there for your debut.
Yeah. It was a really big deal for me. I don't think I stood in the circle for a second, because they kind of beat it into your head what a big deal it is to stand in that circle. So it's very intimidating. And even now, I kind of pace around the stage and I'll step in the circle for like a few seconds. And I go, I don't like this. This feels... Because I'm performing. I mean, most of the places comedians perform are just dirty play. You know, it's just like, it's the nicest building you've ever been in, let alone doing comedy in. So it's very intimidating. But I will say I've done it. I think this will be my 15th or 16th time.
Oh, very cool.
Doing the Opry, which is pretty exciting. I'm a lot more comfortable there than I was when I started. But it's still just as fun, just as exciting as the first time.
Is it an interesting place to get the rhythm? Because you're not doing a full 45 minutes to an hour, but you're not doing like 4 minutes on TV, so you got 13. That's an interesting number, right?
Well, the exciting part is you don't know how much time you're doing until...
Oh, they tell you,
until you get pushed out.
I need
out
you 12,
stage.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it was one time, it was I followed Charles Esten.
Oh!
Oh, forget just, it. You got 5
minutes. Did you get 2 minutes?
If you were a good-looking guy, he'd be like a star.
Right.
So I had to follow him, and you know, it's like, you got to get back on schedule, so it was like... They're like, hey, you're doing 20 minutes, and then they push you out because he went under his time.
Oh, well, I thought for sure
over.
It was the opposite.
Well,
I had heard that.
Always goes over.
But I think that particular time it was a little short. So I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to fill in whatever time I need to.
I think your friend Henry Cho did 3 minutes after Charles Esten.
He's told me that story, a 3-minute set. That Charles Esten, that guy could take over the world if he wanted to.
Mm. Oh.
Do you remember Whose Line when he would do Whose Line?
Well, that's
anyway?
What I told him. When I met him, I go, he was like, I'm Charles. I was like, no, you're Chip.
Right. Yeah.
From Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Correct.
And then he came over and he was like introducing me to people. Like we were best friends. If he were evil, like it would be a problem.
Speaking of which, my wife just discovered him in The Outer Banks.
It's. Uh-oh. Have you watched it?
No, he's in the show.
Yo,
he's evil.
He's like the evil star.
Really?
Straight evil incarnate.
Yeah, yeah. And
Ward Cameron.
She was watching it, and I just happened to walk in, and the look on her face, I'm like, what just happened? She goes, they just blew up Charles Esten.
Oh, way to ruin the show for me.
Right. Wink, wink.
He makes it through.
Yeah. Oh, okay, you spoiled it again.
Yeah. Aaron was going to watch, but
yeah,
never mind.
I was
going to
watch it today.
Double spoiler.
Do you ever meet people like that where you're just like, I am in the palm of your hand within 10 seconds.
Yep.
There are some people that just have that charisma that is, it's hard to describe. He's one of those guys.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I met him for under a minute, and I was like, I think like we might hang out. You know, I haven't heard from him since.
We're best friends. Aaron Way, we're going to be playing this weekend at the Opry Friday night and Saturday night. He's hanging out with us in the studio right now. You going to hang out a little bit longer?
Hey, I'll be here till y'all kick me out.
Okay, good. Stay right there. We'll be back in just a few moments right here on Coffee Country. And Cody, you are watching on Circle Television and listening to us on WSM all around the world. We're hanging out this morning with Aaron Weber before he takes the stage at the Grand Ole Opry. Back-to-back nights. I asked if you were just going to sleep on a cot somewhere in the back. That would be easier, really.
Yeah, well, I use a CPAP machine, so it'd have to be near an outlet.
Okay,
I was
wait.
Saying about that. That's really affected my, like, I have dreams of one day going camping, you know, and like going out to a mountain, and I can't anymore. I have to bring a portable battery.
Is it just the nostrils?
It's just on the nose.
You're not the full mask yet.
No, not the fighter jet kind of thing. It's just around the nose, but it wraps around the whole head. So it's got a whole thing. And this is actually, I might as well just unload all my problems
go
on
ahead.
Y'all. I've got, it's causing my skin to break out. Because the mask on my face.
Oh.
So I read online that somebody recommended I wear a do-rag when I sleep to protect my skin. Right. So I've been doing that. So it's a tough look when I go to bed. It's me in a do-rag and a CPAP.
You're like an NFL quarterback.
Full on. That's a look, brother.
Yeah, it's
tough.
That
is a look.
Yeah. It's very tough.
How long have you been married?
A year and a half now.
Okay. Yeah. Was that part of the package when she signed
up? Well, it was too late by the time I started doing that. Yeah. You go, well, this will be so much paperwork if you wanted to get rid of me now. Like, you just got to stick with it.
That's the thing. When you start looking at that, you're like, well, you know what? She's in lock, stock, and barrel.
Right. What is she going to do?
We were talking about the podcast that you've been a part of now, Nate Bargatze, mm-hmm. and Dusty Slay and Brian Bates.
Brian Bates, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
How is it podcasting? Do you enjoy it? Do you like hanging out with those cats?
It's the best.
Cats?
It's the best. Dusty is a very close friend of mine. He was a groomsman at my wedding. That's how close the two of us are. Both from Alabama. Brian, I've known a long time, and Nate was like my favorite comedian in the world. And he just randomly asked me to do, it felt random to me. He asked me to do the podcast with him. So it's been awesome. Just like sitting across a table from this guy that I really admire as a comic.
Did Dusty wear the hat to your wedding, or have you seen him without the hat?
Believe it or not, Dusty showed up in a full tux with cufflinks on, and he did it up. So it was pretty cool.
So he could be in the witness protection program with that outfit, right?
Yeah. I think he ponytailed it.
The ponytail, okay. The hair.
I think he ponytailed the hair. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All
right. Wow. I would really like to see that picture.
I'll show you pictures of it. Yeah, for sure.
That I can't in my head.
He's hard to picture. It's hard to picture.
Yeah. He acted like he was uncomfortable, but I knew deep down he was loving it.
Yeah.
It feels good to dress up.
Who was the best dancer on the dance floor that night?
Oh, man. Not me, that's for sure. I had some college friends. Wedding's interesting because it's all people from it was comedian friends, mm-hmm. and then high school friends and then college friends, mm. and then like my uncle.
Yeah.
You know, it's a weird mix of people. And my college friends are animals. And most of my comedian friends are like sober. And like,
isn't that funny?
Vegan, and yeah my college right. friends are getting after it, so they stole the show for sure.
You have to be in the very small percentage of Notre Dame graduate stand-up comics.
Oh
yeah, I know.
There
are three or four of us out
okay
there
all
doing
right.
it yeah, yeah yeah, and then probably a few more kind of a lower, I don't know, or younger than me getting after it. There's a small crew.
Yeah. Did you start at South Bend?
I did. Yeah. We had a club on campus called the Student Stand-Ups, mm-hmm. and I did that a few times, and that's not real comedy. I thought I was doing real comedy at the time, but it was like a room of all college, like my peers,
right?
It wasn't for strangers,
right?
You know, so I say I didn't really start till I got to Nashville, and I went up at a Spanky's. It's called Spanky's Bar and Grill in Antioch, Tennessee. It was my first open mic, and it was much different. There's a lot of different kinds of people in there, and that's when I say I started right around.
Did you bomb, or was it like you got enough laughs that you went, I want to do this forever?
Well, it took me. I mean, obviously, I did well enough to want to do it again, but probably not as well as I thought I did.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
You like your bar
rises as you get better. I'm sure it was. I mean, if there were a video of it, I would not watch it. Just because I'm sure it would be awful.
But how addictive is that first really good laugh when you've got the room?
It's the first time. Yeah, the first time you get like a real laugh, it's pretty fun. Yeah. I remember the first time I got an applause break, where they started clapping after a laugh.
Uh-huh.
And I had it was at an open mic, Springwater Supper Club in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And I had voice memo on my phone. And I just, driving home, I just played that over and over again. It felt so good to like, oh, that was a real clap. And I haven't got another one since. But it felt really good at the time.
Yeah. For everybody listening that's going to be at the Opry, give him one of those. He'd really like it. It's, mm-hmm. it's going to be happening Friday night, Saturday night. You hear something that's funny. If you start the clap, it's like, you know, the wave everybody gets in on.
Yeah, and I might bait you. I might go give it up for the troops. And
there
that'll force an applause break, you know. If a joke bombs, I'll go, hey, let's just take a moment and just shout out all the troops out there. And then that'll get an applause going. Then I'll ride off of that. That's a nice trick if you're ever public speaking.
One of our favorite I remember when I brought you out for the first time and I was backstage and I heard you start your whole show with the trip to the Goodwill. I was literally in tears.
Oh, thank you.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, well, I talked about I lost weight last year, and I feel dumb talking about it now because I've gained a lot of it back. But I'm still lower than what I was. But I got to a point where I had to buy new clothes. So I went to not new clothes, but I went to Goodwill to buy different clothes, and I was just disappointed by the. The big and tall section is just, I mean, they don't even hang it up. It's just a pile of clothes by the VHS tapes in the corner. Just ponchos and sweatpants and that kind of stuff. But I did see, I saw a hat, like a number one dad hat. And I was like smiling at it. I was like, that's cute. And then I was like, wait, somebody got rid of this. Somebody donated this. Like a family had a number one dad hat. And then they were like, nah. Just... I don't know. I think best case scenario is the dad died. I've thought about that a lot. I think the dad died at number one. That's best case scenario. So I bought the hat.
He went out on top.
Yeah, he went out on top. There you go. Yeah. He didn't slip in the rankings, and the kid is still alive. So I think that's best case scenario.
This one's for you, Dad. You bought it though, right?
I bought that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's a good hat. It's haunted, but fits great.
Man, it's so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely.
You got
Anytime.
Shows coming up. You're going to be in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Omaha. A bunch of places I've never been. So if you're out there, if you're out there listening, come see me. It's a fun show.
Asheville, North Carolina after that. And then you're back here just around St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, nice. March, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good
March
deal.
March 15th, yep. In case you don't know where you're going to be, because I know you're going to be a lot of places.
And tomorrow at the Grand Ole Opry.
Tomorrow at the Grand Ole Opry. Yes. I'm excited. Yep.
So good. Happy New Year.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate y'all.
It's great talking
y'all too.
To you. Aaron Weber, everybody, going to be at the Grand Ole Opry tomorrow night and then again on Saturday night. Check him out, Real Aaron Weber. That's where you can find him on Instagram. Follow him along. She's got the rhythm. It's Alan Jackson.
This old bar stool's feeling high. I started sinking lower. The minute that she walked right through that door. Not long ago.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And please leave us a 5-star review. This podcast was produced through the facilities of WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. The hosts of Coffee, Country, and Cody are Bill Cody, Charlie Matos, and Kelly Sutton. Producer, Eric Markham. WSM General Manager and Director of Content and Programming, J. Patrick Tittle. Copyright 2023. Opry Entertainment Group Holdings, LLC.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.